hopefully into Ashkelon, and then we'll be more into that for tomorrow. Just a point or two relating to the Tosis on the top that we read last time. Tosis focuses on the Lashon of Get, and from there he mentions two things relating to the minug of Yud Beis Shittin in a Get. First, he mentions that it's Kaminyan Get, so the Gematria since Stam Get is Get Isha, as Tosis says initially. Therefore, there was a minug to have Yud Beis Shittin. And then another explanation for the Yud Beis Shittin is because Sefer Krisus reminds us of the Hefsik that you have in the Sefer, in Sefer Torah between the Chumashim. And if you consider the four lines between Bereishis Shmos, Shmos Vayikros, Vayikra Bamidbar, that gives us 12. Bamidbar Dvarim, Tosfos says, doesn't count because Mishneh Torah is Chos HaMashal Umala. I was thinking about this idea. I think Pashat Pshat is like this, that Havdalah means when things are distinct from each other. So then Yamavdil. So Tosfos means if Chos V'Shoneh, so then it's not Shaykh to call the four, even though there is Halacha to have four lines, it's not called a hefsik, a sefer krisus idea. The idea of a havdalah, which is like the symbol of the four of the 12 lines in the get, is where you see havdalah in a sefer Torah. So the havdalah is only we have svarim that are considered to be distinct from each other. But since Mishneh Torah is chos v'shama shalmala, so therefore those four lines don't count. Something interesting I saw. We wanted to say a pshat. I think there's smach to this from the Gra. Both reasons of Tosis, I think, are reflecting the notion of Sefer Krisus. That what we want to do is have a get, by its very makeup, speak to the idea of it being a Sefer Krisus. So the Sefer Krisus of a Sefer Torah, that's the remez of the 12 lines in the second pshat of Tosis. And the first pshat of Tosis is that the get itself shows you the inyan of get. So that means that there's a document that has to reflect the idea of separation, be it by the gematria of the word get, which is always means get isha, be it through the idea of reminding us of the separation between Svarim and Chumash. So the Gra has the following comment. He references this Tosis in a different context. In Eben Ezer, Simon Kuf Chav Hei, Hilchis Gittin, there is a halacha that's brought also another minhag. It's in Sif Yud Gimel. The minhag is Noagin Lasos Shehiya Arko Yeser Al Rachbo. That the get should have not be square, but should be like a rectangle, but where it's the length being longer than the width. So that's what's brought here in the Shulchan Aruch. The source is a Sefer Trumas, I think they bring. So the Gra has a few comments on this Sif. He says, where does it come from? Why should it be Arko Yesel Rachbo? Kidin Sefer. When you have a Sefer, so that associates with being longer in the length and less long in the width. That's what a Sefer connotes. Velo Yehei Igeris. In other words, there's a Sefer, there's Igeris. That's what we know. Megillas Esther has qualities of Sefer. It also has qualities of Igeris. So, in this regard, get is considered a sefer. Again, sefer atrumas. And he brings a gemara, Baba Basra, that's what you find by svarim as well, by sefer Torah as well. Arko yesar rachbo. Afa gav de ain't sarach. Really, you don't need a get to be like a sefer. Kimosha kasva tosus davcha from the days. Softi bar mascha lo tsarach. So he references a tosus later in the second paragraph. Tosa says over there that the Gemara has explains machlokes tanoim, which has to do with how to define the word sefer krisus, the expression sefer krisus that's written by get. It's the chas sefer krisus. We have a tana on daf yutes in the Mishnah, Rav Yossi Aglili, who says that you can write a get on davar sheyesh bo ruach chayim or on food. The Tanakama says that you can write it even on an Ole Shel Zayis, a Karen Shel Parah, as long as you don't cut it off and give it to her. That's a problem called Mechusa Ksitza. But if you give her the entire Parah, you can write again on a Karen Shel Parah. You can write the get on Ole Shel Zayis. You can write the get on a Yad Shel Eved, just give her the whole Eved. But Rav Yossi says, no, you can't write on Dovashesh Baruach Chayim. The Gemara explains on the Chafal from the base, what's the Machokas about? Why does Rabbi Yosef Glio hold you can't use a Davar Sheyesh Bo Ruachayim or Ochel? He darshins the word Sefer, Sefer Krisus. And therefore, what is Sefer? Ma Sefer Davar Sheyesh Bo Ruachayim the Eino Ochel. So Rabbi Yosef takes the word Sefer to teach me that you can't write a get on Ochel, on food, or on Davar Sheyesh Bo Ruachayim, because Sefer, by definition, is inanimate. And it's not a food. It's a book. The Tanakhama disagreed. Tanakhama says you could write it on a Yad Shel Eved, on a Ola Shel Zayis, on a Keren Shel Parah. So the Gemara responds that the Rabbanan say, Iksiv b'sefer kidika amrit. Hashta dichsiv sefer l'sfiras dvarim huda asa. In other words, when it says the word sefer krisos, it does not mean a book. If it would say this sefer, it would mean it has to be a text, a book. But rather, sefer means sfiras dvarim, the story. You have to write on whatever you write it on, about the inyan of that you're going to be megareshes for me, whatever the Lashonas are. But not that you need to be a sefer. So the Gra is mitzayin, Tosfos quotes a Chafa Medeis, that l'maisa, we don't really require that the get be a sefer. We darshin that sefer means sfiras dvarim. That's how the chachamim hold. So the Gra notes, so why do we have this halacha that's quoted, this minna quoted here, that it has to be arka yesa rachbo dumya the sefer, when we don't actually interpret the word sefer krisus, at least according to the Tanakhama, to mean that it should be a sefer. It means sfiras dvarim. So the Gra adds as follows. Afagav the ain sarach mashikas v'tosus and davchafam veis, sof de maschalot tzvicha, Mikol Makam Leshufa de Milsa Osin Kane. Leshufa de Milsa means it's nice to do it anyway. Even though Lemaisa Sefer doesn't mean a book, but Lemaisa, we make it look like a Sefer anyway. Arko Yesa Olachbo. And the Gra concludes, the Gra is here, Os Tezayin, Ukemasha Kosu Tosus Bezam and Aleph Diba Maschel Hamevi. So the Gra, every little two, three words of the Gra is already opening up. You can have it, you know, there are Pirushim that are written on the Bira Gra. What does the Gra want to say? Just as we see in Tosus, Dabbe Zamedav, what did Tosus say here that has to do with what we just discussed? Again, we read the Tosus, at first you wouldn't chop, but I think this is what we were saying. The Gra is showing you that this halacha that Tosus is telling us, that we should have Yud Beis Shittin, and Tosus concludes, why? Because it's similar to the Hefsekim in the Sefer Torah. That's based on the same idea, that it should be a Sefer. And even though, as we said, the real drasha of Sefer Krisus doesn't mean a Sefer means Sefer Dvarim, but the Shufa Biyat, the Milsa Osin came. And this is what Gra's reference in that Tosus. It could be Tosus, it's not just the second Pshat of Tosus. I would just add the first Pshat as well, that why do we have 12 lines to reflect the idea of what is a get? It's an Indian of Krisus. That means that we want the Sefer of get to have that conveying the impression of separation, being, be it through the separation of the Sefer Torah, be it through the 12, the gematria of get, but certainly the second Pshat of Tosus, Rabbi Nohai, certainly the Gra is trying to show you that it's a shufra, the alma. It's a nice thing to do anyway, even though the etzem pshat in the word Sefer doesn't mean Sefer, but we still try to accommodate that as well. This is just a bit of a smach to what we thought in terms of running up the Tosus. Yeah, David.
And he says that
the Sefer Torah is much wider than the Yiriyah. You're saying you could have a situation where you're saying, oh no, of course. So now Tosus is focusing on the Lashon used in the Mishnah, the Medina Sayam, as opposed to the Lashon of Chutz Laretz, as Tosus is going to quote from the Raisa later on. Hadilo nakat hamevi get mechutz la'aretz kidiktani b'gemara hamevi get b'svina kimevi b'chutz la'aretz. Gemara has a brisa later on of a person bringing a get from a svina, and it says it has the same halacha as chutz la'aretz. So why does it say a lashon medinas hayam as opposed to chutz laaretz? Mishum b'chutz laaretz havi mashma kol chutz laaretz afil rekin b'cheger. Lachi nakat medinas hayam de mashma rachok. In other words, the Tanna Kamma is of the opinion that rekin b'cheger are not. You don't have to say b'fanai, right? Because he holds that rekin b'cheger, which are smuchos, there the people know lishma, and there there's traffic. It's shchichi l'kaimo. And Rabbi Gamliel is one who argues on that. So the Tanna Kamma wants to focus on the fact that Rekin v'Cheger are not included in the Takana. Therefore, he doesn't want to use it with Chutz La'aretz, which would have suggested that Rekin v'Cheger also you have to say b'fanai if you bring from Rekin v'Cheger. And therefore, he dafka uses the Lashon, which is implying far away, meaning not smuchos. Where do we see that this expression means far away? Kimoha isha shalach balam dinas hayam. Again, he went far distance away. Kimo praticha b'fnei poni ploni. And they know where to be found. They're nowhere near here. I paid you in front of these two eidim. V'alchulam dinas hayam. And therefore, he's saying the lashon of dinas hayam. Rafuke rekin mecheger de pog b'hu Rabbi Gamliel. So, in order that it should be clear that the Tanna Kamma is holding that Rekin v'cheger, Rekin v'cheger do not have to say b'fanai from there because it's smuchos, he didn't want to use the lashon of medinas of chutz la'aretz because that would have suggested Rekin v'cheger also you have to say b'fanai, which is not the opinion of the Tanna Kamma. What about the Brice of the Tosis quotes in Daf Zayin? How come there the lashon is committed b'chutz la'aretz? If that's the case, shouldn't we also try to use the same lashon over there also of kamevi medinas hayam? So one of two things, either because the focus in that rice is not this particular nekuda of Rekin smuchos, it's not part of the radar screen. This is mamish, can come up a minute later, Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel is addressing Rekin v'cheger and says, af ha-mevi, the Tanna Kamma is coming to preempt the shita of Rabbi Gamliel. So we're already dealing with the issue of Rekin v'cheger right here, another line down in the Mishnah, so the Tanna Kamma wants to make his position clear in contrast to Rabbi Gamliel. So therefore, he wants to use the lashon dinas hayam so that you realize Rekin v'cheger is different. The Braisa there is not discussing Rekin v'cheger, so you can use the lashon of chutz la'aretz. That's the pashut pshat. If you want, you can say another taich. In other words, maybe that Braisa is of the opinion that Rekin v'cheger, you also have to say, like Rabbi Gamliel, perhaps, because there is Rabbi Gamliel after all. And if you want to even maybe make it more interesting, who else might be on that same page and holds Rekin v'cheger? Who else in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda. How do I know that? Because Rabbi Yehuda mentions the Gvulei Haaretz, and when he goes to the east, he says, Rekem ke Mizrach. And it so happens, if you look to Sugi Dev Zayin, the Gemara, for a different reason, it's working out the Braisa there of maybe the Sfina, and attributes it to Rabbi Yehuda, at least according to a number of the Ukimtis in the Gemara. So it works out nicely. Rabbi Yehuda anyway holds that you have to say from Rekem, so therefore you can use a Lashon of Chutz La'aretz. Okay, this is what Tosis says. Now, Rashi clearly didn't learn this way, because Rashi immediately explains, Medinas Hayam, Kol Chutz La'aretz Karle Medinas Hayam. So Rashi is explaining, Medinas Hayam is referring to Chutz La'aretz. And of course, the problem is obvious. And this is what Tosis came lafuke, like the Mashah explains, that the Tanna Kamma is of the opinion, Rekin v'cheger, you don't have to say the funai. So how could Rashi learn that Medinas Hayam means Kol Chutz La'aretz? So here we have the Ran that we mentioned briefly at the first time you mentioned the Mishnah. The Ran learns Pshat in Rashi the following. The Ran on the Rif. L'figach hikshu al Rashi, right? After learning Pshat, like Tosus, he brings Tosus Pshat. Hikshu al Rashi, shekasav Mishnah Seinu, kol chutz la'aretz kim dinas hayam. She'im kedvarav, af smuchos amavlaus bechlau. If you say kol chutz la'aretz, it would mean even smuchos. Ve'eich amin b'gemara, du'atana kamav b'mavlaus v'smuchos lotshaf. That's the Gemara Dav Dalet. So he brings the pshat of Tosis, but he doesn't like that either. He doesn't think that where Medinas Hayam has to mean far, far away. L'figachani Omer, so the Ran says pshat and Rashi as follows. That the Tanna Kamma holds, smuchos don't require b'fanai from smuchos, nor mavlos. So the Tanna picks which side of Eretz Yisrael, the side that doesn't have smuchos and mavlos. Because all it has is the yam. So I may be getting Medina Sayam to make you realize that smuchos and mavlos would be different, but here there's no smuchos and mavlos. The pikachan yomet, the tanakam, the isli smuchos and mavlos, lo tzvichi, nakat chutz laretz, Shehu mitzad marabi. Shel eret yisrael fi sheba osif tzad. Yaka yoros mevrosis muchas. V'ayam mafsik. V'yam is mafsik. Now, when you come, if you go on the other sides of Eretz Yisrael, now it's not so simple, because here there may be some areas that are smuchos and mavlos that you would not have to be saying the funai. So therefore, Mivina Sayam is a way of saying, lafuke, that what? That smuchos and mavlos do not have to have the din of the funai. And then he wants to come back and learn Pshat and Rashi that way. So Huadin Luchat Stadim, but the other Stadim, it depends. So he doesn't want to have to get into the details. So he picks the side where it's clear that there are no Smuchos and Mavlos. That's how he's learning the word Medina Sayyam. So he says, that may be Pshat and Rashi. The Efshar. So Ezek Kivin Rashi, he's out, Shekosav, the Kol Chutz Lords come Medina Sayyam. What does Rashi mean, Kol Chutz Lords? He doesn't mean Rekim Vecheger as well. He means Kol Chutz Lords, which is similar to the side on the west, which is Medina Sayyam. So anything that's similar, that doesn't have smuchos and mavlos. So Rashi really meant that. Yeah. Maram Shif says, Alderach Zeh. Rashi is trying to tell you, not only the west side, but any other side as well, as long as it conforms to the criteria that fits on the west. So what's unique to the west, peculiar to the west, is no smuchos and mavlos. But if you have smuchos and mavlos, then it would be different. So that's where Rekin Vecheger and Faludim would be different. So we have really two different ways to read Pshat in the words Medina Sayyam, Totosus, and others shown, and it means far away. Lafuke mavlos and smuchos. According to Rashi, the way the Ran is learning it, it means the west side, and Huadin on the other side, Dumya to the west. Yeah. Yeah, so that's a way of saying it. The Tos brings two other examples of that. Medina Sayyam means it's at the other side of the sea, meaning it's a distance far away. Mechanami. That's another way of expressing that idea. That's what Tosa seems to be saying. And apparently Rashi didn't buy that. So Rashi learned it means the west side, because that's the side that you're not going to have to go into the details of where there are exceptions. But understand, based on that, extrapolate to the other directions as long as it conforms to those criteria of the West. Comes out the same thing, just a question of semantics, purely semantics, but that's mamish what it comes down to.
Yeah, I think Jake wants to say the same thing. The Ran specifically says that those two Gemaros, they don't mean, when they say Medina Sayyam, it's not the same definition as
right.
Rachel. It means Dafka, so how would Tosfos respond to those points by the Ran?
Yeah, the Ran didn't feel like there was a right in those examples. That Meicha tasted that the Baal went Medina Sayyam far away. Tosis thinks that maybe yes. The Ticha, I paid you and didn't know it to be found. Meaning to say, you're not going to track them down. They're, Kalam
Zu, right? Those Gemaras different. He doesn't learn Medina Sayyam Amish. He learns that those Gemaras mean Rachel.
That's what Tosis learns, yeah. Yeah.
And we were also discussing that question about why not just say Rachel and Rachel, but. I thought maybe because
Malcolm Rahu, I
would think also that means if I'm in the south of Eretz Yisrael, then Malcolm Rahu can mean the north of Eretz Yisrael. That's not what the Gemara means to say. Malcolm Rahu just means, had I known anything about the fact
probably
that probably
came to mean Malcolm Rahu because you, once you're crossing the sea, you're going to be far away from the land, from civilization. So that's why it came to mean a Malcolm Rahu. That's probably why. Right? Why would the Din Sayyam connote a Malcolm Rahu? Why?
That means that
because once you're going on a ship, then you're not going to be back for a while.
The
what?
Yeah, that's
why. Now, the Rambam is interesting. The Rambam uses what Lashon? He doesn't use the Lashon of Mishnah. The Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Zayin, Halacha Hey, Shliach She'evi Get, Mimakom Mimakom B'chutz Laretz, so im hayshiach omed sham b'pshas kisaget harizom fanech defanit befinish time fanech lefaynechta. So the Rambam uses a lashon chutz laretz. It's interesting. If the Tana had a special idea in mind by saying Medina Sayyam to refer to not smuchos, not mavlos, and that's why he used the lashon Medina Sayyam, why is the Rambam deviate from the Lashon HaMishnah and say Chutz Laretz? So the truth is, we'll see more in the Rambam when we get to the Tosfos Ashkelon, but Chora, the simple answer would be, what would the Rambam hold? What's the question to ask ourselves within the Rambam? What would the Rambam hold about what issue? About Smuchos Mavlos. So, what do you find in the Rambam that's Smuchos Mavlos? Nothing. If you don't find anything in the Rambam, then what's the natural conclusion? That what would the Rambam hold about Rechem v'Cheger and Kfarudim? Yes or no? Do you have to say b'fanai?
Yeah.
The Rambam doesn't say that you don't say b'fanai, then the Rambam, by his silence, is holding that you say b'fanai even from those places. Okay. Why he paskins like Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, we'll have to figure out. Maybe because he saw in another time in this Mishnah that at least one of these places you have to say. Who else can acknowledge one of these places? Rabbi Yehuda in his Gvulin mentions Rekin. So this will elaborate more maybe when Sipitosis on Ashkelon and so on. But either way, for whatever the reasons, for now we don't know for sure, the Rambam holds that there's a chiyuv to say b'fana even from smuchos and mvulos because he doesn't say otherwise. No, if that's the case, the Rambam is free to use the Lashon of Kuslas. Even though the Tanya is Medina Sayyam, but that was according to Tosis, Rav Fukimek and Bechagir and Farudim, but the Rambam doesn't hold that there's any difference. There's no difference, and the Rambam is justified in using Lashon Kuslas. So it's very Gishmach. The Rambam is very good. According to Tosis Pshat, that would be very good. Afa maybe may reckon, this is now another Inyan aside, Inyan Tosis brings in. So it mentions to Rabbi Gamliel that maybe may reckon, you have to also say the funai, because Rabbi Gamliel's shita is that they are also bikin l'shma, they're not bikin l'shma, and they're not, there's no traffic, therefore you have to say the funai, Rabbi Gamliel's shita. Mashma de Rekem Dorim by Yisrael. So meanwhile you see that there was a get that was written in Rekem, so it sounds like there are Jews living in Rekem. Fectosis from a Mishnah in Nida. But it's not perak dama Nida. Chalaksamim haboy merekim tahorin v'abiyudim mitameh bnei shehein gerim v'tohin. So we have a machokas tanoim regarding ksamim. Ksamim is a stain on a garment, the garment on the body, but it was not a flow that's issued by hargasha. So the din is that the only time dam nida is mitameh is if you have the woman feels hargasha, and there's a ziva, stavarach, that she feels something happened, that the blood came out. But if there's a stain on a beged, so the chachamim midrabanan were mitame, but there's a lot of kulis regarding samim in terms of details when yes and when not. But meanwhile, it's only, of course, if it's dam from a Jew, not from a non-Jew. So if it's mitame midrabanan, so the shaila is it from a Jew? Is it not from a Jew? So the Tanakhama says, if it's from this place, Tahorin. That means that we assume that there are no Jews there. Therefore, it's no issue of Tumah V'Taira, of the Dam, of the Ksamim, of Rekem. Yehuda Mitame, because he says that really they are Jewish, they just act not in a Jewish way, but they really are Jewish, therefore we have to be Mitame there. So meanwhile, what do we see? That there aren't the Tanakhama for sure, and even of Yehuda, they're not acting like Jews, so there's no get being written in Rekem. This is Tosis Kasha. You have to know, enough of Oris here, just in Pashat, like, no, maybe there are some Jews, but majority are not Jews. So Mela, as much as the fact that the robe is already not Jew, that's enough to say it's Tar. So what's Tosis Hokasha? Lamaisa Tosis has a terrace which anyway he feels works. Haimi Mishum Diksam Han Sam Sham. Not that there aren't Jews there, but the Jews wouldn't have ksamim that would be found. Yisrael mafsniyim kismeyim. That's the point. Not that there aren't Jews at all. But the ksamim found would not be from Jews because the Jews would not let it be out. It would be concealed. They really are Jewish, but toim ulolam yisrael nami darmba. Another ha'ara that they ask on this Tosis. This is Nagir, also a separate Indian. Let's say there are no Jews there, okay? Not even a mute. But what if you were passing through? So it could be that someone's traveling on business and they find themselves in Rekem. So wouldn't that be enough to write again in Rekem? So you have to know if the Shliach is now going to come from Rekem to say the fun night. So who says there have to be Jews living in Rekem? Maybe they lived somewhere else, but they wrote to get in Rekem. No? So what's the big deal? Tosis has to assume that there must be Jews there, and that's the assumption Tosis concludes with. There are, but Matsnim Kismet. Maybe there aren't Jews there, like he assumed in Akasha, but they wrote together, Nick. What?
Both Rabba and Rabba would say like, why would there be any dispute? They definitely don't know the halacha of lishma. There's definitely no eden to be.
You mean how could there be a tana that holds that there became lishma?
That you're fine, yeah, that you
if they're just passing through.
And there's no
Eden.
I mean,
and even in terms of Eden, it's only Kaima. You have to be through a Jews here that would recognize the Chassimus. That's a good point. That's a good point. Yes. Chuck, and that's such a kasha. Yeah, they asked that kasha, and then they say, the Mefalfa, what would be, would you write to get, what would you write from the, is it where you wrote to get, is it where the person came from? And then they bring rice, and later on by Svina, Pashtas, it is where you wrote to get. But you're saying Lachar even better. You're saying that, if there isn't, aren't Jews there, then we also got people knocking the chasimos. So how can you even talk about that the Tanna Kama says you don't have to say the funa because of the kiyan or because of shchichi? So it has to be that there are Jews living there. It's a good point. So then the whole kasha, that kasha wouldn't really be such a kasha. Yeah. Okay. This is a side Indian that Tosis brought in from Rekin per se. Tosis in Nida brings another suggestion, which the Mashab brings in over here also. Tosis didn't want to give that over here, so he had a better terrace. Tosis says maybe there are two Rekins. We see this in the Tosis further on, that maybe there are two Ashkelons, or two Rekins, maybe like different things. Yeah, but the Maisa Tosis gives what he thinks is the proper Teretz. Okay. Mikfarudim Lulud. Now another deal Tosis has in the Lashon of the Mishnah. The third Tana mentioned, Rabbi Lezer, that even, not just Smuchas, but also Mvlos, right? That's Kfarudim Lulud. But the deal is clear. Why does he have to tell you where it's going? In the first case, it doesn't say Medina Sayam Eretz Yisrael, it says Medina Sayam. So it's understood where it's going. So mikfarudim would have been enough. I feel mikfarudim, which is mivlos. Why do you have to say lulud? Omer read the shehiski lulud gashmiinan. Afa pishay so nikres kfarudim al shem bnei lulud shayimitzuyin batamid. Afilachi tzarchom panilchem feinachtam velo chashid kulud atzma. So the Ri wants to say that there's an added chiddush here. The fact that he emphasized the lulud is in order to let you realize that why did this town have this name Kfarudim? Because the people in this town were constantly, they were from Lud. So it took on the whole name of Lud in the very identity of the city. And therefore, you might think it's considered the Lud Atzma. Let's try to explain a little bit better what Tosis means. What's the yesod of Shitas Rabbi Elezer? Why does Rabbi Elezer say that you have to say the funai even from Kfarudim Lud? So why does the Tanna Kamma, why does Rabbi Gamliel, why do they hold otherwise? Because in terms of the normal base standards that we have to look at to start off, what are the issues? Are they Bikin Lishma? What's the answer? Yes. No question, not in dispute. Are they Edom Etzim L'Kaimo? Yes. Rekin Mecheger, that's the Machlokis, whether they are or not. But Kfarudim, all agree. So where's Rabbi Lezer coming from? So the Gemara says in Dav Dalet, as you saw in the first day, Shelo Tachlo B'Mbinas Hayam. Not to, like a low plug, not to make divisions. Once we say Medina Sayyam has to say Bifanai, so even this case as well. That's what people are pointing out. A few people asked me, good ha'ara, Medina Sayyam, Tosa says, means always Malkam Rachok. So when we go Tachok in Medina Sayyam, how could you call Medina Sayyam if it's Mamesh Muvla? It's a good ha'ara. I would just say, here we're not using it in the same literal, purest sense that Tosa meant it in the Mishnah. The Lashon HaGemara is to go Tachok in Medina Sayyam. Lumaisa, that was the Lashna Gemara. But what is the point of Rabbi Lezer? That it's a low proof. So the end, but you might say, yeah, but this is not called Medina Sayyam, it's a Lulat Atzma. When does it make sense to say low proof? If it's part of the world called Medina Sayyam, it's out of Eretz Yisrael. But it's mamish called Kfarudim because of the people of Lud. So then it's mamish like a shtick Eretz Yisrael. It's not just Muvla. It's Kfarudim is like Eretz Yisrael. It's called Kfarudim. So there, maybe the low plug idea, after all, to start with, they are became Lishma, and it's graphic. Elamai, you want to make a low plug? A low plug on something which is Kilud Atzma, maybe you wouldn't say low plug on that. That's what Tosis would mean. Maybe another twist here. Rashi's Lashon there on Dav Dalid, when the Rebbe Lezer says his Shita of Otachlok, Rashi adds, the Lashon of Rashi, V'asar Rabbi Elezer L'meimar, the Mavlos Nami Lo, Kolomar, Afa Gav de Gemiri, Lo Nafki Mechal Medina Sayam. In other words, even though it's Gemiri, Lo Nafki Mechal, it doesn't leave the category of Medina Sayam. The Lo Pulga of Rabbi Elezer, Rashi's explaining why Lashon of Mavlos Nami Lo, but either way, Rashi says, it doesn't exit the category Medinas Hayam. Lo tach Medinas Hayam. But now you could argue maybe it should, because it's called Faludim because of the people of Balud. So you might think it's Kulur Atzma. So it's not Kimacha Medinas Hayam. So that's what Tosus means to say in the Ri as well. Then he has another suggestion. Rav Meir Piresh, that why does he have to say Lulud? Rav Elezer Hiskir Shem Iro. Kidaminan Sanhedrin Gemara says, Ach Rav Elezer Lulud, that was his hometown. So Rav Elezer speaking, Mikfar Ludin, so he mentions Lulud, which was where he came from. And this the Rebbe didn't like. Ve'enir Lari, the Koshkin Shelo Yitzarach Lahaskir. So the more reason why he shouldn't have to say it, because Ke'echa Dilo Nakatana Kamim didn't say on Eretz Yisrael, the Pshita Hi, the Eretz Yisrael Koi. Why doesn't Tana Kama say Eretz Yisrael? Because the Tana is speaking Eretz Yisrael. So even more Pashit, Rav Elezer, where is he speaking? Where is he speaking? In his hometown. So we have to say what was stated obvious. It's even more obvious. So don't say Lulud. Where you're coming from is where you are. You're in Eretz Yisrael. You're in Lulud. So understood. That's where it's going. That's what Duri asks. Yeah.
Is this a
Koshkin,
or is it just like a
Koshkin means it's more, you know, Koshkin means the frame of reference is whoever's speaking. So the Tanakama, we don't know who the Tanakama is, anonymous, but he's an Eretz Yisrael. So we know, we can figure out he means Eretz Yisrael. So if Elezer's speaking, Mistam is speaking to where it's coming to where he is. So it's Koshkin, and we know where it's going. It's Eretz Yisrael.
Is there something to the point that it's not from Kfar Lodin to any place in Eretz Yisrael, it's Dafka to Lod?
Why? That's according to the Ri.
That's
what the airport is. Yeah. We're not after to look, but the idea that the cold fell because of that, so it's like with the stomach's any place. Yeah. It's not into the Gemara. It's just trying to answer the Diuk of the Lashna Mishnah. The Mishnah adds, in Rabbi Lez's words, Lulud. So Tosus is suggesting the reason why he adds is because he personally lived in Lud, so it mentions to his hometown. Tosus didn't understand why that should matter. It's Pasha that is going to wherever it's going. And Tanakama is Eretz Yisrael, and Velez lives in Lud, so it means to Lud. Mikfar Lud, it would mean to the place where it's going. It would be to Lud, that's where he is. I mean, again, I don't know, it'll matter if it's going to another city, but it's Eretz Yisrael. But it's Muvla to Lud, so that's why you would think that the... would be every... And again, they are Bikin Lishma, and there are Shri Mitzvah Kaimo. So why mention to Lud? It's obvious. He's from Lud. Okay, so he didn't understand why that should be the pshat. Yeah.
Well, that'd be the fit. That's what Tosfos is saying. Like, Kfar Lud and Lud, meaning the most mobile place, Afilu Hachi, doesn't work. I mean, obviously, Kfar Lud going to another place in Eretz Yisrael.
It's mobile to Tchum Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't mean it's mobile to Lud per se. In other words, the border goes like this, right? So now cities that are right between, let's say the half circle I have here, so there are cities here, so those are called Muvla. So it's a Muvla Dafka to Lud, it's Muvla to whatever is within, right, these two points, right? If you drew a line down, so these
the
cities would be considered Muvla.
The fact that it's called Kfar Lud and showing that even if they go to Lud...
That's what Tosus first tells us.
No, right, so I'm saying, seemingly if you're going to other places in Israel, then it wouldn't
be.
Why should it be different? It's
it wouldn't matter. It's obvious that it wouldn't be different. I mean, Kfar Lud and Lud... If going from Parlim to Lod would be so shchichi, and even still be the same, so kosher can't argue other places
right.
In their
story. Right.
Would we be able to suggest anything for Rashi in based off of what Rabbi was talking about, like smucha? I mean, the reason why I would say the same idea, like smucha and muvla being definition.
What we say Rashi was that Rashi took the word muvla to mean another level, more intense type of samach.
So could that be why maybe it would be Rashi? That's why it says the Lod. Meaning, again, just to fit within the definition, because it has to be smucha to something, and that's how we define
it. Samach Teret Yisrael. It's Samach Teret Yisrael. Why do you have to say Lud?
Because Lamaita that's Matthias, it was smucha Lud. So, I mean.
It's Samach probably, okay. It's Samach more than
Lud. I was just saying, because
Smucha is probably Teret Yisrael. It wouldn't be Samach per se to Lud. It's Mubla is also Mubla in Tchum of Eretz Yisrael, not Dafka to Lud. The place maybe the most direct stop, the first place you would go, the closest place, city in Eretz Yisrael would be Lud.
Yeah.
But the Muvla per se is not Muvla Dafka to Lud, it's Muvla in the Tchum. The Ashkelon Kedarim. Okay, this Tosus will take us a little time, listening to tomorrow, but just we'll start on it now. So we have in Rabbi Yehuda a number of points of reference for the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael, Gabi Gid. So he mentions three cities, and of course the West, he doesn't mention anything. Now the order, it's interesting just to take note immediately, when you see how Tosas structures himself, you look at other Rishonim, it's not necessarily following this order. But Tosas goes this way. The order of Rabbi Yehuda is Rekem first, and he says, Rekem Kemizrach, Rekem Lemizrach, Rekem Kemizrach. He starts with the east. Then from there he goes to Ashkelon, and he says the point on the south, which we would say, you have to say the Funai from there and further south is Ashkelon. And then he goes to Akko, being the point that Tzafon, there and further north would be a requirement of the Funai. So first Rekem, then Ashkelon, then Akko. Now, those of you who stumble, you have Miraschol on Tosis, right? How does Tosis position his questions? How does Tosis set things up? Where does he start? He starts asking with Ashkelon. And from there, he proceeds to ask Rekem, and then he goes to Akko, and that's the second half of Tosis. So, it's very vidafka, as pointed out by Imam Shif, I think, and others, because Tosis starts with the kasha that he has an answer for. But then he runs into problems when you want to try that next answer for the other case. Then he says, there it doesn't work, and he has to try something else. And he gives a solution. But then he gets stuck with Akko, and that's where he spends the most time. But that's why Tosis does it the way he does, even though the order of the Mishnah is not that way. It goes in Mishnah's Rekem, Ashko, and Akko, and Tosis starts with Ashko. Okay. So Tosis begins with the Kasha of Ashko, the Ashko and Kedor. Hiksha Rabbeinu Tam. The Ashkelon me'eretz Yisrael hi. Rabbi Yehuda is telling us that a person, a shliach halacha, brings a get from Ashkelon, he needs to say refunai. Asked Rabbi Notam, why? Ashkelon is eretz Yisrael. Dechsiv b'Yoshua, and he quotes from Sukkim. Zos ha'aretz hanish eretz. These are the conquest took some time. So this land, these are the lands that are left. Hashdodi v'Ashkeloni. Then it says, uksiv ha'pilo li'Yisrael enachal kashet v'misicha. That it has to be divided up. And we know that they actually accomplished the kibush on Ashkelon. So you see that Ashkelon was part of Eretz Yisrael in terms of the Gevulim, and it also had the kibush of Olam Mitzrayim as described in Sefer Shoftim. And therefore, why would Rabbi Yehuda tell us that maybe getting the Ashkelon would have to say the funai? It should be like Eretz Yisrael, and the din is maybe get Eretz Yisrael and Tzachom the funai. This is a kasha from Ashkelon. Good? So Rabbeinu Tam asked this kasha. Rabbeinu Tam is going to offer a mahalach, which we'll see is going to be, the read is going to go in a different direction. But Rabbeinu Tam says the following. The Oli Babel Lo Kavshua. So we have the kibush of Oli Mitzrayim, that's Yehoshua. But then, and that's what's called Kedusha Rishona. Now, Oli Bavel is Kedusha Shnia. Now, the question is, Kedusha Rishona, if we hold, that Kedusha did not last. Once with the Churban, that Kedusha was Paka. So the Kibush created a Kedusha, but that Kedusha, for Hilchus Mitzvahs to his Baritz, for example, was Batel. And now, the question is, was there a Kedusha Shnia? Let's assume that Kedusha Shnia is Kedusha Lesson level. But not necessarily were all the lands that were conquered in Kedusha Rishona with Yehoshua conquered again or settled again with the kibush of Olei Bavel. And Tosis brings a Gemara and Chula to that effect. So Tosis is suggesting, the Olei Bavel lo kavshua. Kidah minim pekam edachul and gabi beis shan. Regarding beis shan, the Gemara says, habe krochim kavshim olu mitzvayim velo kibshim Olei Bavel. So there were many cities that did not get reconquered and the Aliyah Shnia of Ezra. Now, therefore, there wasn't a Kedusha Shnia. Now, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't stop with that. Rabbeinu Tam continues, because our discussion is not Chumash Amaisis. What's our discussion? Gittin, in terms of what Indian, what's the question we have to ask ourselves? Is it L'Shema, do I know L'Shema? Or are you saying L'Kaim? And if it's negative in both situations, then you have to say the funai. So the Rabbeinu Tam has to plug back into the underlying criteria in terms of the standards of when you say the funai. So he starts by saying there was no kibush of Olei Bavel. Ulekach ein tamid hachamim mitzuyin sham the ein batidin kibuyin sham. What those two things have to do with is based on the lesson shown us at Gemara later, in terms of understanding whether you have Gemiri or Shchichi. So, Tamid Chacham and Mitzvah Nisham, meaning that therefore they know halachas of Lishma, And in terms of traffic, that people, what would allow there to be traffic? They have batei dinim. So Tosus is saying that the chesaron that you have and why you need to say the funding in Medina Sayyam would exist in the area of Ashkelon. Why? Because since you didn't have the kibbutz Olei Bavel, so Tosus doesn't stop with that. So it says, therefore, the Tamil Chachamim were not there and batei dinim not there. Apparently Tosus means, and I think Tosus Rush makes it clear, why weren't Tamil Chachamim coming there to live? And why weren't the batei dinim set up? Why not? Because the kedusha wasn't the same kedusha, because it didn't have the kedusha of kedusha shniyah, because there was no kibush Olei Bavel. So they wanted to, people wanted to live where they had the full kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the lukach is. That's what I think it's meduik in the Tosis Harash. The lashon is the Omer ben Tam in Tosis Harash. The Olei Bavel lo kibshua. It's really Midurik and Tosas, the Lekach, but here he says it even more clear. That's why Intimach Mitzvah. So therefore, they don't have the Milo that Eretz Yisrael has in Gavi Gittin. It's not Shechichi Ugemiri, because you don't have the Kiddush Olei Bavel, and therefore, you have to say the fun. So that takes care of Ashkelon. Now Tosis works backwards in the Mishnah. Avo Kasha. Okay, I don't know. How are we doing, guys? How far did you guys get in the Tosis? Did you get this part? How many did? How many didn't? Okay, so it would be better if we waited for this. But the thing is, tomorrow's Seder is a little shorter. Just keep it in mind. I think there's something in the Mishnah, 11:15. So keep that in mind in terms of your Chazara. All right, so we'll pick up from this point. We have Rekin B'cheger, and then we have Yako, which is its own Indian. It's going to be, work it through carefully. I would also tell you, I know I gave you the Ramban and the Ritva. If you also want to look a little bit more, you can look at Tosas Rush. There's a number of Shinuyim you'll notice between the Tosas Rush and the Ran and the Ritva and the Ramban. It's a lot of interesting Indian that will come out of this. So we'll pick up in the middle of this Tosas Rekin B'cheger for tomorrow. Okay? Questions?